Welcome back to Big Wigs. It's the biggest, wiggest podcast in town. I'm Anna Roisman. I'm here with my beautiful co-host. Hi, Andrea Lopez. How are you?
Hi, Anna.
We're back.
Back and we're fab. Listen, yeah, episode 11.
For two girls with busy schedules, the fact that we have like pumped these out week to week to week to week, I'm really proud of us. And we got a lot of new followers this week.
We got a little bump. I don't mind a little bump. Hi, guys. Hi, new followers. Any new listeners out there? We love you. Yeah, you know what? I always have intentions that we'll record earlier in the week. I'm like, let's get an episode out Monday, and then we won't have to worry about it Wednesday. But the schedules are crazy, and yeah, we're lucky enough that we even across the country,
we can do it.
Recording.
Well, we're going to have to do it. I'm going to, now that you say that, I'm like, oh, wow, next week I do have to do it early. But we'll talk after. We'll talk off air. Catch me up. You were home this weekend in D.C. Catch us up on life. How was it?
I was home. I went back for a career day.
Okay.
At my high school. Oh, my alma mater.
That? What a big wig moment.
It really was big wig. But you know what's so funny? Anybody could have done career day.
Shut
I think
up.
A lot of my friends reached out to me. No, I'm not kidding. The alumni chairperson was emailing us and said, hey, anybody interested in coming back to campus? You get to talk to the students. And I was like, yeah, I love it. And it just happened to be a perfect time because it was my parents' birthday this weekend. So I went back. Two birds.
Meant to
and
be.
And then was able to, yeah, it was meant to be. But it's just so funny because I'm getting DMs from and texts from my friends like, oh my God, literally, of course they invited you back. I was like, you could have gone too. Like anybody could have just filled out the form.
Here's my question though, because we joke on this podcast a lot that our families are kind of like, well, what is your career? were your parents like, how did career day go, Dre? Like, did you tell them you're a surgeon?
They were very proud of me, but the panel I was on. So what happened was I went to an all girls Catholic school. We've been over this, but, you know, there's a lot of aspirations of doctors, lawyers, therapists, you know, psychologists. I think there's just a lot of heavy hitters, especially the parents. So I was on a panel. We went from like classroom to classroom and we had a panel of five professionals well into their careers.
Did you know and the other people?
There was one other girl who was two grades below me, but everybody else was like way older, class of, oh my God, class of like, they're probably 20 years older than me. So
got it.
Class of 84, 85. And it was just so funny to go down the line because one was a very established lawyer. One was a chemical engineer. And then the girl that was 2 years younger than me went into the Peace Corps and now she does international affairs for low income communities. And then I was the last on the panel. Gorgeous. We love. And then it's like, hi, I'm Andrea Lopez. I'm a comedian impressionist. And then they had the audacity. I wrote this in the form when we filled it out. I said self-employed.
Okay.
And they had the audacity to put self-employed on my name tag. And then they're like, and you're also self-employed, right? What does that mean?
No,
like,
they did what not.
What does it mean to be self-employed? Well, tax season sucks. You got about 15 billion W-2s, W-9s, 1099s. Suck my tits.
I'm dead. That is rude. You know, I know it's not meant to be rude, but it's also, it's kind of passive aggressive of being like, she's kind of unemployed, but we're going to call it self-employed.
I did it In their defense, I did write it on the form, but then they were really interested in it. I had tons of people come up to me that asking me questions. How do you get into the entertainment business? What are you doing? What is
it? I'm sure you had the most exciting this job.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, there's like trauma nurses, which are in the ER, and that's another type of excitement. There's all different types of excitement. But I think a lot of the girls who are, if they're on TikTok or they've seen our videos, I think they thought that was, you know, glitzy and glamour and fun. So I definitely had some fun girls come up to me and like, oh my God, like TikTok, I kind of just want like PR packages. So like, what do I have to do for that? And I was like, that's a perk of the job, but it's not the job, you know?
I know.
But I had so much fun and talking to the youths. And some of the girls are really, I feel like I talked to you in high school. Some of the girls came up and like pitched themselves, gave me their email and was like, email me when you want like a social media manager. I was like, Catherine, Mary Jane, you're 17 and you're pitching me. I'm talking, like, this is Anna Roisman.
I feel like you have to be named Catherine or Mary Jane to go to an all girls Catholic school. You're talking to me, the Jew who went to public school. And I was like, Mary Catherine Gallagher, right? Wasn't that a Catholic school? Didn't she wear a uniform and go there?
There was 15 Marys in my graduating class. Mary Ellis Gallagher, Mary Catherine, Mary Monica, Mary Margaret. Oh, so many Marys.
Wow. Mother Mary. That's so funny. So many Marys. I knew zero Marys. We had a lot of like Ashleys.
Like, yeah.
And like Ashley Courtney's, Amanda, Courtney. Yeah. Mm. Not many Annas. I actually hated my name. You know, it's kind of old school, but whatevs. Whatevs.
Anna's a great name.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Andrea. Much fancier than Anna. Anna's like sounds like it's almost like a sneeze. You know, I always felt like it was like a bodily function. Like Anna. You know, it's like,
okay. When you say it like that, like you're regurgitating some broccoli. If you say Anna, it rolls right off the tongue.
I mean, does anyone have a name they're like obsessed with for themselves? Like, does anyone wake up in the morning and you're like, God, I love my name. Say it to me. Say it. I love it. No.
I feel as though Kris Jenner loves her name. She's like, God, I love myself.
Oh, God. You know, I couldn't imagine any other name, really. I really couldn't.
I am Kris with a K.
I got to work on the voice a little bit. You know, Chloe is my favorite.
Of course. We know Kris.
That's our game. That's our game. Okay, can we just say one little shout out? If you're here because of our Kris and Courtney videos, God bless you, because you guys have made those like soar to the top of the charts. And I feel like we won a Grammy this week. I feel like we're on our way to like an EGOT, you know, like every time we put one out, people like them. And it's so fun for us. We just sit there in our wigs and fuck around for a while. So thank you guys.
Views on views. First video to hit 2 mil. Just saying.
I don't have any videos at 2 mil that aren't like that sponsored by a company or something, you know?
Right. Mine, yes.
That's
mine
exciting.
Have blown up a few.
Well,
I know we're just reaching new heights
you
here.
Know what I gotta say, you're doing amazing, sweetie. You really are.
Sometimes I just need Kris's vote of confidence. You should put out like a Kris Jenner impression album. And it's just a bunch of confirmations.
Do you want to know something? Now when I laugh in public, like with friends or whatever.
You do, Kris.
They're like, it's Kris. That's Kris Jenner's laugh. And I'm like, is it? No, it's not. I don't know how to laugh anymore. I worked.
You try to do a different laugh.
I worked on Kris for so long. You know, it stays with you for a little bit. You get it. That,
oh,
like,
my God.
Sometimes
yeah.
you go into it. Or like you'll go into another impression, you'll be like, wait, I'm still doing the Kris laugh. Fuck.
I'm still in it.
Honestly, what a great laugh. You know, if there's any left, adopt the Kris laugh, I think.
Adopt it. Everyone loves it.
Yeah. So career day was a success. You're a career woman.
A career day was a success. It also fell on St. Patrick's Day and everybody wore green. And I chose this auburn autumn.
You look
full
hot.
Suit
I saw
from Mango. I loved the suit. I actually like bought a suit for this occasion, and then I showed up, and everyone was in green, and I was like, "Oh yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day." But luckily, I was kind of the color of like red hair, so it kind of
it
worked.
Matched.
I was like, "Oh, I'm the other side of the flag. Like I look Irish too, right? I'm also celebrating, just like in a different way." But yeah, and then just celebrated with my parents, and we went to go see the cherry blossoms. Which, by the way, I need your opinion on cherry blossoms, and then I need you to recap.
Okay, can we talk about? Can you just tell me? Cherry blossom is a type of tree, right?
Correct.
Okay, and is it everywhere, or is it in specific climates, or you know, states, or like?
Here's a little big wig history lesson.
Yeah, I need a fucking history lesson on the cherry blossoms before I get canceled. I need a lesson.
It was a peace offering. Not really a peace offering, but a gift to symbolize peace from the Japanese back in 1912. And they planted a bunch of cherry blossoms, which is a native Japan flower.
Oh.
Also known as the Japanese blossom. And they're little pink flowers. And we just have them all over the Washington the monuments, but if you go down there, they bloom for legit the blink of an eye, like a week, and then it's gone, and then they're swept away, and then they only bloom that quickly. So it's kind of an exclusive experience to see the blossoms.
Oh, so I don't have them like on my street. Like it's like a specific tree.
No, bitch. You don't have okay. blossoms well, on Hollywood Boulevard. Well, let me tell Boulevard. You
something. The other day, I shit on the cherry blossoms, okay? And Dre caught it because it wasn't even you, but someone else who I follow on Instagram. This is why I need to stop doom scrolling. Doom scrolling? Are you kidding? Is my life a doom? I scroll 11, 12 hours a day. And
dude, I was doom scrolling hard this morning. Hard. It was so bad.
Hard. And hard. And then I watched a video while I'm doom scrolling of Oprah telling me, you're going to be a failure if the first thing you do in the morning is reach for your phone. As oh. I'm half awake, grab my phone, and I'm watching this from Oprah. I kid you not. I put my phone down for a second. I thought, like, oh my God, like a ghost is in the room, and she like saw me, and she's like,
Oprah's everywhere, Anna.
Put your fucking phone down. Yeah. So anyway, I see this girl, and I guess she was in D.C. Now this all makes sense because I thought, did we have cherry blossoms in New York? So I'm seeing everyone in New York be like, it's spring. I'm in shorts. And then this other girl is like, look at these beautiful cherry blossoms. And there's like hundreds of trees behind her. And I'm like, wow. And it is, I am like, are we going to drown in Los Angeles? Because the rain has been so heavy and so bad.
Yeah.
And I am just like, I'm excited to come back. I'm coming to New York in like a week. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I'll have good weather finally in New York, which finally. Is so weird to say. But it was so bad that I was just, so I shit on the cherry blossom. I said, I don't need to see any more fucking cherry blossoms. I don't need to see your sunshine and your shorts. And oh my God, you wore a flip flop. I was so fucking bitter about this weather. You know, mm-hmm. So I sort of, but they're beautiful. I'll say that they're very beautiful and that I love the history. I love that you know the year. I'm very impressed by this.
I looked it up before the episode, just in case you asked.
You shouldn't have said that because I was like, damn, girl, you are a smart student. I'm like, I remember nothing, literally nothing.
Oh,
history
yeah, no.
was my worst subject. I cheated. Same. I didn't care. I was like, you expect me to memorize all this bullshit to do a fucking test? Uh-uh. I'm going to write it on my hand.
For some reason, I've always dated guys that love history, and I don't get it. They just happen. Does Jared love history?
Loves.
Oh. Eats up those president documentaries. Nick was watching a JFK doc. He was so invested. I was like, I don't give a rat's yeah. ass.
Right? You're no. like me. I'm like, hello, it's fantasy suite week on The Bachelorette, bitch. We got plans.
I mean, I think it's really cool to hear about like women's history, like humongous things in history. But like the certain JFK, where they sat, where they, it's a very DC thing. I mean, like there's like a tavern where somebody proposed to somebody. I honestly think it was Kennedy, to be honest. Yeah. And I'm just like, he proposed here. Like, it's, I don't know. It just
Philly's
doesn't appeal
very
to us.
Very historic, too. We live in very oh historic my God. City, where we grew up in yes. very historic cities or towns. Like, literally, when I go with my dad, when I go home and I go with my dad to, like, walk his dog, like, we go yeah. by the Benjamin Franklin house, and there's always
the
tour,
house.
And there's always people dressed up in like the full garb. Like, there's Ben Franklin giving another tour of his house, or like the Starbucks we go to is across from the Betsy Ross house, or like the Liberty Bell is like right by Wawa.
The Liberty Bell. How many times have you been to the Liberty Bell?
I've just seen it from the outside. I think maybe I went.
I'm like,
on a school
never.
Trip. Yeah, never. I mean, like, I could like walk by it every day to go to Wawa.
To get myself a hoagie, I go and get a little history
right.
lesson. What?
I'm like, oh, here's my French vanilla. There's that crack in that Liberty Bell. Cute.
What is the crack from?
You know, unlike you, I don't know the history of the Liberty Bell.
I don't know the history either of the Liberty Bell. I've seen it once.
I know there is a story behind the crack. Why is crack so funny? I'm a child. I'm like, butt crack. There's a crack in the Liberty Bell. Like, that would have been me on the school trip. They would have been like, and here's the crack. And I'd be like, okay. pull your pants up, Liberty Bell. No, I know there is a story. My brain wants to think that someone was just so excited for freedom. They rang it so hard. It just cracked.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is that your theory?
That's my fantasy. The Liberty Bell was just such a symbol of freedom that they were like, ring that shit so hard. And they were like, it cracked. Leave it. We don't need to fix it.
Wait, now I need to know. And I actually think you might be right.
Oh my God. If I'm right, I should play that role in a movie. The girl, she's like,
okay.
We did it.
We cracked the bell.
World's best cup of coffee. Maybe I cast Will Ferrell in that role. He should ring that Liberty Bell.
Oh my God. There's actually way too much information. I can't even decide. The Liberty Bell cracked up, literally, in 1846. It was rung on President's Day and then stopped ringing because of the damage from a major crack.
Oh, so
that gives us
the ghosts of all the presidents haunted that bell, and they were like, shut this motherfucker up. And then it cracked.
The bell cracked on the first test ring. Metal workers melted down that bell and cast a new one right here in Philadelphia. It's this bell that would ring to call lawmakers to their meetings and the townspeople together to hear the reading of the news. Again.
Wait, I love that the first one cracked and then it's still like such a symbol of our country, like of the world, really, you know, the Liberty Bell. And they're like, actually, we kind of, that's like me being like, actually, so I drew this photo, but I kind of like, I don't know, it broke in half. But like, we're just going to like pretend that, you know, it's a beautiful painting or whatever.
Wait, you're so right. This thing is so fragile. It's been cracked many times, not just on the first one. What is this?
This is a symbol of America, okay? Just when you think you have your shit together, look closer. We are cracked, okay? We are cracked in half. I think it's perfect.
We're so disheveled. We're hanging on by goddamn pieces of metals here, grasping for straws.
That was how we greeted each other, you guys, today. I was like, Dre, how are you? She's like, I'm good. I was like, yeah, I'm good. Hanging on. Yeah, we're just hanging on, which is no way to be. We need to be great. I actually feel like we're going to be great. I feel like... Can we talk about something for a second? Because I know she's going to shit on this. I have been it's a new moon, okay? Last night.
Oh, my God. How many crystals do you have outside on your turf?
No. Green? It's not a full moon. You charge the crystals on the full moon. New moon, you don't charge them. Maybe you do, and I'm wrong. I got to look this up. But
well, what do you do on the new moon?
The new moon is like, it's like an opening in your... You know, your energy is now open to new experiences. Okay. So it depends on your sign, but she's drinking her coffee. I swear to God. And that's our episode. No. So right now, some people do believe in this witchy stuff. And when you get to my age and you are as cracked like the Liberty Bell as I am,
damaged,
you will think, I do need to believe in something like that the universe is going to provide me with some, you know, joy and success. So when there's a new moon and they tell me my energy is going to bring in new experiences and my creativity is in an all-time high and that, you know, good things are going to come my way. If you put that energy out there, I'm going to fucking believe it. So new moon energy. I that's why I feel like I'm on the precipice, I was saying, of something big. Something big is coming. I believe that's a
something
song
big
in West.
Did you read that on your fortune cookie last night from your Chinese food, from your egg noodles?
No, bitch. I cooked a fucking whole roasted cauliflower.
Oh, snap. She home cooked.
Snap. No, but I do really like, I like reading about this stuff, and I like the, it trains my brain to be more positive, to feel like rather than, ugh, I'm nowhere where I need to be. Shit is not happening
for me.
I'm so good at doing that. I'm so good at spiraling. There should be a fucking masterclass in it. Like the littlest thing can set me. Mm-hmm. I cried on a Zoom the other day. My friend, she said something kind of mean, and I know it wasn't like intended to be super mean, but it just like, set me off.
So, it was the last, the straw that broke the camel's back.
You know,
the crack that broke the Liberty Bell. I'm using that as like on a scale of one to Liberty Bell.
How cracked?
How cracked? Like how cracked are you? How damaged?
How cracked are you? Is that the title? Don't you guys love that we find the title with you on this episode? We'll find the title. Something with a crack. You know, cover that crack, honey.
Liberty crack or butt crack? Who's to tell?
They're gonna be like, put those girls in another country. kick them out. Don't you dare diss our bell, okay? She's not perfect, but she is a ringing bell with a crack. Anyway, oh happy God. New moon to those who celebrate. It's a new moon. We're in Aries season. It's Jared's birthday tomorrow, so big week.
Jared. Okay, yeah. Wait. If you need to recap, but I also do want to know what the hell you're doing for Jared, because this better be the best birthday plan I've ever heard.
Okay, well, it's not, because I am, how do I say, you know, that new moon energy? I'm going to make a lot of money soon. So
yes,
we're going to have a belated bigger birthday. But I Amen am taking us, I can't, he listens to this podcast, you guys. So I can't say too much, because what if he listens before the actual birthday? I mean, like.
So supportive.
But
he is.
I'm taking him to dinner tomorrow to a very, a restaurant that he has been wanting to go to, that we've both been wanting to go to, that is a very hard reservation to get. And Dre, I kid you not, you guys, I have to tell you how I got this reservation, because Resi can, it is like the golden child of Resi. Okay. You know how like some restaurants are like 13 days in advance at midnight on the day before 13 days at midnight, you have to sign on, and that's when you get a reservation. Don't you love that? I'm like, I'm the rule maker now for Resi.
Yeah.
Some of these places are so fucking hard to get into, and you can walk in, you know, and you could walk into this place too, and I bet we'd get in, but I didn't want to do a walk in on a birthday. You know what I mean?
No.
You get it. You just had a birthday for your parents. Lack of planning. You got to make a res. Sometimes I make two. I'll have a backup res. Wait, I have to read you. So I Googled how to get in, okay, to this restaurant. And you know, there's a lot of Reddit threads out there and stuff. And like people talk.
I was going to say. What does it bring you to? Like a Google site? But that makes so much sense. Reddit obviously has the main history, logs and logs of people inputting their advice.
Wait, I got to find this email. So someone said, listen, you can walk in. They'll say on the website, we are booked for months. I DM'd them because I thought, you know what, Anna? Every now and then you got to swing that blue check mark in front of someone's face, and you got to say,
you dangle that.
Hi, honey. I would love to come into your restaurant. I am dying to. So
absolutely.
That
Use
didn't
it.
Work. Wait, I can't find this. I have to find this. I can't find this. Are you serious? I wrote the funniest email ever, but.
Oh, my God. Please do read.
So someone said you could email them. Okay. They said, you could email them and you might get lucky if you email them.
I feel like they're just trying to make it seem so exclusive. It's really not this bad.
It's so funny.
Maybe it is, though.
I don't know. I can't find this.
Well, no, I can explain the story of the. While you're looking for that, how we DM'd, we tried to dangle our verification, blue checkmark is donezo. Like, apparently, blue checkmark is their Instagram's doing exactly what Twitter's doing, where you just pay for the badge and it no longer means anything. Apparently, it hasn't gone into effect yet. But we DM'd Hellman's and Hidden Valley Ranch to get this Van Leeuwen ice cream. Van Leeuwen. No such luck.
So
we're going to try to hit up some Walmarts.
If you're listening, yeah, Walmart, Van Leeuwen, if you're listening, we would love to taste test it for you on the podcast. I'm sure they're all crawling. I found the email.
Amaze. Okay, read it to us. And right, read it in a very dramatic voice.
Let me just say the title of this is called Birthday Dinner for Two and the Best Email You'll Get All Day. That's the subject I went with.
When it comes up on their phone as a notification, are they even going to get the tail end of it, or they're just going to see birthday celebrate?
Earmuffs, Jared. I don't want him to hear me. Okay, are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Hello. My name is Anna Roisman, and I am shooting my shot here.
What is this?
The beginning of a rom-com. It is my boyfriend's birthday on Thursday, March 23rd. And if there is any room for two people between 6 and 9 p.m., because honestly, let's be real, if I'm asking for it, I'm not going to fucking be like, yeah, I'll come at 4.
It is prime dinner hour.
It is his dream to try your restaurant on his birthday. And then I go on. I'm a comedian. in a town of Hollywood, in a town of fucking A-list celebrities, I go, I'm a comedian. And I swear, I will Instagram all of my food if it helps. LOL. And I did. I did tag my Instagram in that Instagram, you know.
I know you did.
I go, this is officially the funniest email I've ever sent, regardless of the outcome.
TTYL, have a great summer, hags.
And then I even wrote, I mean, in Hollywood, I'm dropping my Instagram to eat food.
In this economy?
And then I wrote, anyway, if you have any avails, please let me know. Thanks, Anna Royston. And guess what? Guess what?
Give it to me.
Guess what? They fucking wrote back. And they said,
no, they did not.
Hi, Anna. Thank you for your email and wanting to dine with us. I hope they don't poison my food. I can book two people at 6:30 p.m.
Hey!
We also accept walk-ins for bar or patio. The bar's closed on a rainy day or cold day. You can't fucking... It's rainy every day. Please let me know what you would like to book. I said, oh my God, yes. I'll take the 6:30. Thank you. Means the world with hearts emojis.
You may have just found your new best friend. This is a long-lost sister waiting.
You guys, I got the fucking rest. I can't wait. Next week, I'll tell you guys what restaurant it is. But I want him to hear it and be like, and what if it sucks? That'll be the best. That'll be so funny if it's like not great, but it might not. It's supposed to be great. We'll see.
I mean, I'm assuming. With that tight level, who's emailing you back? Was it a woman or a man? Can you tell?
Can't tell.
Don't know. It just said XOXO, the manager,
no,
Mr. X.
It just said, thank
Gossip
you.
Gossip Girl.
Oh. And it's like, it's just down. I can't say. It's just a location is the email.
Oh.
Yeah. But I can't believe someone wrote me back and gave me a freaking reservation because I emailed my Instagram. Now I'm like, oh, pressure's on. Better clean up that screen. You know, I got to Instagram the shit out of this meal.
Anna, they're going to have a microphone ready for you at the front of the restaurant. Like, and tonight, our entertainment.
The best is, obviously, they don't fucking need your Instagrams, Anna. They don't even have openings for anyone to eat here. They're doing just fine, you know? It's for a restaurant that needs the promotion and needs the love. Anyway.
Would be dying for your
that's like,
free
oh, yeah.
sponsored post. Yeah.
Share this. Yeah. Anyway, you guys, the power, let me just tell you, put it out in the universe. You got to put it out. I always talk about that. I'm manifesting and putting it out. Oh, I wanted to tell you, by the way, about this manifesting guy.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Wait, there's more? There's more manifestation?
No, it's not about my manifestations. TikTok knows that it's on my brain, and it gave me this guy, and I swear to God, he looked like he owns a pizza parlor in New Jersey, and like, just like a, you know, just
that
like,
vibe.
That kind of like, hey, yo, you know, like, but he's not when he's very soft spoken. But like, if you look at it without sound, you're like, is he going to sell me a sandwich? You know what I'm saying? And
I know what you're saying.
I like those kinds of people. So I watched the video. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay.
With sound on.
Bring it on. Yeah. Then I turned the sound on and I was like, what else does he have to say? And he talks directly to you. So you feel like he is your like fairy godmother, and I know. Ooh. And he has like no following. I was like, why are they putting this man on my feed? But he'll literally be like,
manifestation,
hey, you're gonna have the best week, you're gonna do so many things you didn't think you would even accomplish, you're gonna make money, you're gonna find joy in all of the like experiences you have, you are gonna love someone, you are gonna take all of the energy from everyone else, and you are gonna fucking kill it this week. And he stared at me and said that, and I was just like, well I'm turned on. Okay.
I'm about to kill this week.
I'm about to follow this guy. Yeah, no. So anyway, people are out there on the internet doing that kind of shit. Like, without, you don't even need to pay for therapy, you know. I mean, I think therapy's great, but I'm like, wow. If you need just a little like boost.
You got a pick me up man right there. What's his at? What's his at though?
I gotta find it. You know, I don't have anything prepared. I gotta find it. But it's probably in my likes. You know, I don't share those likes. I don't share those likes, but
It's so funny the amount of inspirational content you can find on the talks.
Okay, but you're gonna hate him because his shirt does say manifest. But wait.
Anna, this is him. In God's name?
Can I just tell you what this one says? You're going to be invited to the Oscars. You are going to the Grammys, the Tonys. You're going to walk the red carpets. You are going to be the main character. You're going to be the one on the stage. I need it. You're going to be the one that is receiving the award and you give the speech. Yo, I fucking needed this that day, clearly, because his name is Steven.
Steven the manifester.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Here's something I don't love. He does wear the shirt in almost every video. So maybe he needs a couple more manifesting shirts. I'm going to manifest.
Steven,
you will get a new shirt.
Steven, buddy, we're going to need you to change, okay? I do like a branded signature look on somebody. Like they do the same thing over and over again because that is their shtick. But the shirt thing, you know, we could get different colors. We could put manifest on a teal.
Yeah.
I think Steven would look good, maybe in a red.
Yeah. But God bless Steven. Saved me that morning. Really did. Really gave me that.
Saved me from boost. My doom scrolling.
Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Speaking of men that we absolutely adore, should we get into our bracket, our spring madness, March madness?
Yeah, it's our March madness, you guys. We're gonna do a little fun March madness. And let me tell you something, if you are about to turn this podcast off because you're like, I'm not here, I don't like basketball, guess what? No sports needed. No sports knowledge needed for this one. Just an eye for beauty. I don't know.
Amen to that. No, I'm so excited. I usually get excited about March Madness, but I'm not because my team, Syracuse, is no longer in it.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Nick's team is out. Marquette is out. What's your team?
I don't have.
If you had, I didn't
think did my school have a basketball team? I don't even think so. BU, does BU have a basketball team? Like, no.
Why did I think? I was like, does Tish have a basketball team? Did
Bitch,
Anna's Tish?
I didn't go to Tish, my love. I got rejected. I'm going to be the first celebrity to be like up there when I win my Oscar because Steven told me I'm going to win an Oscar. I'm going to be like, and just obviously. So you know, Tish, I didn't
Suck
go
it.
There. There is a diary entry on the internet of me saying when I didn't get into Northwestern University saying, fuck that school. They're going to fucking wish they had my name on their fucking alumni list. You care?
That's right. Okay, so BU did not have a team.
I don't know if BU has a team. They have a hockey team. Does that play?
Oh, nice.
March Madness? No, that's the bean pot. Yeah, no. Who's my team? I don't know. Is Pitt in? That's Jared's school.
That's Jared's school. Yell to Jared if is Pitt he's, in the...
He's really upset right now, actually, because he usually does a bracket, and he didn't realize the time difference, so he missed it. Like, because he...
No.
Yeah, so he was pissed off. So maybe he'll join this bracket. All right, you guys are ready for it? We're going to do our Johnny Bracket. Ready?
Oh, yeah. Announce what we're doing.
We're doing a Zaddy Bracket. Because you know what? Spring is here. People are feeling feral. People are ready to rock, you know... Rock out with your tits out. I don't know. And so we just thought we would put 16 zaddies together because the zaddy has been a very a trendy thing lately, right?
I mean, a buzzword. And now that The Last of Us is finished, I need more zaddies in my life. Like, I don't have Pedro every Sunday night and I need my zaddy fix.
I hadn't finished that show.
Honestly, it lost me. And then the last episode, the finale, was kind of mind blowing.
Wow.
It was, there was a couple very moving moments that you did not expect.
Okay, maybe I'll give it another try in a little while, but
honestly, just skip to the finale.
I don't need to know
the
what
finale. A lot of it is just like them trying to explain more storylines that you just don't need to get into. And the finale really just does it all, it explains everything.
Okay. Well, good for him, because he has not only done great work this year, but he's been an actor forever, but he is in his prime Zaddy moment, right? I mean, I feel like every other day we see people are obsessing over his coffee order and this and that. By the way, what was his coffee order again? Because did you try it or you knew it?
I wanted to try it, but it's like 350 milligrams of coffee. I have it right here. That's insane. Sounds pretty wild. Iced quad espresso in a venti cup with extra ice and 6 shots of espresso, which is around 384 milligrams of caffeine. What? Yeah, I feel the recipe great on 200 milligrams.
Is that the recipe to be a zaddy? I don't drink coffee, so shocking to the world. I have this much energy.
That is shocking.
On my own. I know. I can't have caffeine. I, like, can't. I have, like, stomach problems, and caffeine, like, kills me. Like, people are like, no, caffeine
kind
kills
of puts
everyone.
In knots.
I just haven't had it in so long that I, like, can't. I can't even.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even. I can't even. Too much chocolate, and I could feel that. No, but he, wait, so that's 6 shots on top of a quad. Is that 4? Is that 10 shots?
Well, I did the math, and for 384 milligrams, that would have to be just the 6 shots. So I think it's called a quad espresso,
okay,
but you just add 2 more shots. So technically, I think it's 6 espresso shots on ice in a venti cup. It sounds way more confusing than it really is.
I like coffee. If I could, I would drink that. I would taste that. Did I ever tell you, by the way, this is a side note, I once was in a Starbucks in Los Angeles years ago, and the man in front of me, maybe it was him, he ordered a Frappuccino, and then he said, can you add 12 shots of espresso to it? The girl behind the counter.
Well,
I heard this too. And the girl behind the counter and I both were just like, she's like, I'm sorry, did you say 12? And he was like, yeah. And he goes, and make it just so fucking nasty with all the syrups, you know, for the Frappuccino. He's like, just line that cup. Just coat that cup. And then 12 shots and then tons of whipped cream. And he goes, and make it come out the hole in the top of the lid.
I
watched
my God.
And he like almost like hovered. This was when it got a little annoying because he hovered over to make sure they're making his drink right. And he was like counting the shots.
I can't stand those people. I guess at Starbucks, every shot is like 84 cents or whatever. So it does add up. You're like, make sure you're adding all those shots.
This was a $50 insane, drink for sure.
It's a $50 drink.
Yeah. And the best is he gets this fucking, and I am just watching this. I don't even remember what I got. I just remember this whole experience. And I see him take his cup. And he like, you know, when you get it and the whipped cream's coming out the top thing and he like, you lick it off because you don't, you know, that big, to put it
you don't want it to fall off.
Right. He licks it off and he puts his cup back and he goes, hit me with another shot of whipped cream.
Sir, this isn't Chuck E. Cheese. Sit your ass down.
And I thought,
what the hell?
Where's that man going? What is he doing with his day after 12 shots in a Frappuccino, like the sweetest drink ever?
Did he look healthy?
No. Definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, wow, some, you know, hey, whatever it takes to start your day. I was probably like, can I have an almond milk hot chocolate? They're like, okay.
I'm sure anything compared to that order would be the most simple thing. Like, of course, you got it coming right up. His drink would take at least 15 minutes.
I know. And I'm like, does he do this every day or is this like a once a month treat? You know, like I really couldn't tell. Okay. Back to the Zaddy bracket. So we have listed the Zaddy bracket. 16 names who we have deemed Zaddy. Now, do you have a definition for what what requires a Zaddy title?
A Zaddy to me is a middle-aged man that's just now hitting his prime. He gives off very masculine, fatherly vibes. I think the fatherly is a very important component of this.
Okay.
He's got to be very caring. Similar to Pedro in The Last of Us, right? Like, as much as he doesn't want to be that father figure, he just is. Because he just exudes care and love and compassion and affection, but in a masculine way, right? So it's tough love.
Okay.
And he doesn't necessarily have to have rock hard abs like Chris Hemsworth, but he definitely has to have some arm mass. His forearms need to be stout.
This makes so much sense because I added Chris Hemsworth to the list.
No, I mean, Chris Hemsworth is my Zaddy. But I'm just saying, like, for a Zaddy to be a Zaddy, he doesn't need to have rock hard abs. Like, okay. He can still have a little bit of fluff, you know, that extra a couple beers he put down. But if he's caring for you and he's got that smoldery look and he looks good with a little bit of scuffs of dirt on his face, he's a zaddy.
Wow. Okay, I love that. I love how you described that. I'm like, but my really, definition has changed, I guess.
Yeah, no, I feel like maybe it has. It really does depend on the person. Like, a guy really could be giving off zaddy energy, but he doesn't look like a zaddy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it could take different forms. Also, so what's your definition
of
a zaddy?
I also want to just argue that, you know, when you said middle-aged men in their prime, why don't we have, what is the word for women who are, because that is happening right now. I would say women over the age of 50, women over the age of 60, a lot of women are the hottest they've ever been, the most successful they've ever been, fucking booking incredible jobs and taking home awards. And obviously I'm talking about Jamie Lee Curtis, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh my God.
There's not a word, we don't have a zaddy word. And it's like, fuck, men always get the fucking like hot buzzy word. We don't. You know, people are just like, wow, yay, women, older women, we're doing it, you know.
I know, that is so annoying.
I always thought I was going to be successful as an older woman. I know that's a weird thing. Since I'm little, I like, they were the roles I loved and everything. Like, I always loved old people rom-coms, and I loved, when I saw plays and stuff, I always identified with like the older person. So something, again, I'm on the precipice, you know, I'm old now, so something good is coming.
Oh my God, you are not old. Anyway, but I know what you mean in terms of,
what's the woman word?
I guess it's not mommy. Really coming to my mind.
It ain't mommy.
What's the zaddy version of mommy?
Because zaddy is hot. Zaddy is hotter because it's like, traditionally they didn't expect the dads to have to do all the work. Like, but if you put a mommy title on someone, immediately you're like, oh, they do laundry, they do dishes, they take care of the kids, they clean up, they do, like, you think of all the responsibility. Zaddy, you're like, okay, daddy, like, shows up with a birthday gift, but that's it. Like,
did nothing else to be here.
And we still love him. Yeah. I don't know. There's that weird, it's a stigma. It's like an old school, you know, fucking thing. I don't know. I'm trying to come up. I don't even have a word for it. But anyway, let's come up with it.
We do need to come up with it. And then we can do a mommy, a hottie mommy bracket. We'll think of a better name. Okay.
Yeah. Like a thotty bitch moment. I'm like, I'm sure that's what Meryl Streep wants to be called, obviously.
For sure. A mozzie.
For me, zaddy, it's funny when you said the fatherly element, I was like, oh, I guess they do need that. But my brain went immediately to
paternal.
Hot, fuckable, like, just putting out the energy that they are just it. They have all the confidence in the world, which is very hot. So again, you don't need the rock hard abs, but you need that air of, like,
you do,
confidence, that you know, that just, they exude that kind of energy that's just like, I know myself. I get myself. I know myself. I can do anything. But
you bring up a really good point. It's to the level, because younger guys sometimes don't know themselves. Well, just a younger person in general hasn't fully formed.
Yeah.
So I think an older man has gone through enough problems in his life where he's reached that level.
Right.
I got this.
And that's where women win, because, you know, we do know ourselves at a younger age. Usually
we've had to figure it out, because if we didn't.
Yeah. So it's so funny. So Andrea put down, like, I guess you put down like the first 8 or 9 names, and then I added to it, and I put notes in it too, which is so funny. But I think we do have a 16 here. We have a sweet 16, right?
I think we do.
So let's go through them. Obviously,
head over to our Instagram and you'll be able to screenshot it, fill it out yourself on Instagram stories, and then tag us. When will we do our elite eight?
I guess
I think
week.
We'll take like, well, for a week, well, this will take like 4 weeks, I guess. Yeah. I mean, March Madness does take a while. So I was thinking like half a week we do the Elite Eight, then another half a week we do Final Four.
Okay.
And so on and so forth. So by next
I've
week,
we'll never been in a March Madness bracket.
If you guys, like, what the fuck is an Elite
Eight? You guys
eight?
Can't tell. I'm so excited. This is my first bracket and I'm like ready to rock, you know?
She's got her picks down. We've got a lot of money down. on this bracket.
I do. We're going to pick Zaddy of the year. And here's the thing. This was inspired by Pedro Pascal. Does that mean he will win? I don't know.
I know. That is kind of hard.
Yeah. It's going to be hard. How do you – do we randomize it? Is that how you
That was the other thought. I think we have to randomize because – I was going to put two of the same kind of together, but then I'm like, you just simply can't. And a lot of the times in March Madness, it's two teams, like a 16 seed and a first seed, and then they go head to head, and sometimes there's a surprise. So we got to put like
random.
Pedro Pascal with David Beckham. Like, you know, like two heavy hitters kind of, but yeah. I don't know.
I wanted to say also, so this list, you don't have to be a dad to be a zaddy, which we've discussed, mm-hmm. which is also kind of like that like motherly figure. You don't have to have kids to be whatever we're calling them. What's a good name? A zaddy and a... It'll come to me in the shower.
Mammy. Just kidding. That sounds like a grandma. Yeah. Me-ma.
Let's do a mammy bracket.
All right. Who are the greatest saggy
all the women,
mammies out there?
Yeah, all the women whose teats everyone wants to get a little taste of.
That's literally disgusting. Go away. All right. I'm going to read the top, the first eight.
Okay.
Pedro, we have down as the top because it was inspired. So Pedro, I put down Obama.
King.
I mean, after all, he was the United States father.
Obama's got that fucking confidence, though. Obama is.
Oh my God.
Even
does.
After his presidency, you're like, look at that guy fucking. Look at that three pointer. Okay, Obama. Look at those Netflix specials. Like, he is crushing it. Okay.
Seeing him in Hawaii, shirt off, just board shorts. Like, ooh.
Ooh.
Anderson Cooper.
Zaddy, for sure.
John Legend.
Zaddy.
I think Zaddy, right? I mean, he gives off very soft energy, but it's giving.
Even through all that drama with his wife and everything, I feel like he's still sitting there, you know, at the piano, just putting out the tunes, like very chill. I don't know much about him.
I like the chill vibes.
He's got a mysterious vibe to him, and I think that's attractive.
Yeah, agreed. I also wrote down David Beckham. I think he's a long-standing father figure.
Yeah. You see him flipping omelets lately on Instagram?
Oh, with his son, because his son's always cooking?
No, he's just
no.
Victoria Beckham's in the background. He's just flipping omelets. I'll find the video.
It's so hot.
Yeah, and he wrote still
a man
got
in
it.
The kitchen that knows his way around a couple utensils. Zaddy. Okay, this one's a little controversial.
Yeah,
Prince Harry. Okay, I put this down because he's just been in the zeitgeist for so long with the docs and the. Is he deported? Is he even still, you know, whatever? Is he royalty? So I put Prince Harry down, and I feel like that's kind of an easy throwaway.
And you know what he would say? You know what he would say? All press is good press. This is
all press is good press. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he's doing a lot for someone who wants a private life. He's really public, so I feel like put him in. Put him in. He used to be hotter to me. I don't think he's as hot anymore. Is that bad?
No. Oh my God. No, he used to be, yes, way hotter. He used to be a little danger boy. Now he's okay. Now I'm letting you have that one. You know the one I'm talking about because you suggested.
Oh, okay. Well, you're doing the next one, right?
Yes. And then Idris Elba, who to me, I fell in love with him a long time ago.
He's always hot.
He's always been hot. Did you know he used to be the doorman security at Caroline's on Broadway?
No. Wait,
that
I think
was his first job.
I think I did see something like that online. That's cool. I mean, not cool, but like that's cool to see like where he came from.
Oh my God, right?
He probably moved to New York to do theater. He's like a trained like professional theater actor, right? Like
yeah,
I
love
the Globe and in England and everything. What a voice on that guy. He voiced one of the Oscar shorts. And it's so funny cuz halfway through we're like, that's Idris Elba, right? Like that, it's gotta be him.
Yes.
I forget which one it was, but anyway, a voice you can't forget. Okay, we love. So when you first presented this to me, am I gonna do the next one? Is that what
well,
you wanted?
Actually, instead of this one, okay, I'm highlighting it. That one who we decided against. I just remembered one of my favorite old men, and you can decide if we can do this or not, but I just remember him. And I'm getting his name right now. I can't remember his last name. Okay. Dermot Mulroney.
Oh, well, we love. He's very hot right now. You know, he's the lead in Scream.
Oh, my God. Dermot is?
Yeah.
You're lying.
I just saw Scream the other night. By the way, if you haven't seen Scream 6, so good. I love Scream.
Whoa.
It's my favorite franchise of horror movies. And Dermot Mulroney, man.
Right? Like, I think that might be the golden nugget for me. I forgot about him. He's one that I easily forgot about.
He should replace the next one because that was a joke one.
Okay.
The next one was a joke. When she when she presented me with this idea, I did say, she goes, I don't know if we know 16 zaddies, or, you know, we were deciding on the number. And I was like, well, it can be also, like, you know, people of our childhood who we, like, always, like, looked up to, like Ronald McDonald.
I go, Anna, in what world is Mr. Red Shoes Ronald McDonald a zaddy? You psycho.
You're right. Honestly, like, if I had to pick my favorite clown, it's probably the clown from It, but.
Oh, it has to be, right? No one's picking Ronald McDonald. No. The dude needed a haircut.
I know. It goes against what I was saying, because I couldn't see myself hooking up with Ronald McDonald. No offense, you know, amazing hamburgers, but.
Love the fries.
Okay, so we have officially replaced Ronald McDonald with Dermot Mulroney.
an easy replacement. All right, go for your eight.
We all fell in love with Dermot Mulroney in My Best Friend's Wedding. I mean, like,
that's the movie I looked up to look up the cast. Oh, my God. He was, like, he was perfection in My Best Friend's Wedding.
I will say, you know, some actors, you're like, ooh, wow, I haven't seen him in a while. I did feel that way when I saw Scream. He's very good, but
yeah,
he is one of the leads in the new movie.
You know what really gets me is that little cut on his lip.
Have you made out? I don't even know what this. She's like, you know the
You
cut.
Don't know what I'm talking. He's got a little, and I don't think it's from any surgery. I think it's just he got a scar on his lip. And for some reason, it adds this extra edge to him that I, like, fully. I love a guy with a scar on his head. Anything.
Damn. Okay.
Nick's got a humongous scar on the side of his head. And I thought it was from something really badass, like a bar fight,
yeah.
Which. I'm not encouraging bar fighting. I'm just saying, like, if you get into a fight and you get a battle wound, kind of hot. Not going to lie. Can't deny it. And Nick's like, no, I actually, like, fell off a pogo stick. And no, I'm just kidding. It was actually a traumatic young injury where his head, like, cracked.
Wow.
Anyway, so he's got, like, a humongous scar across his whole head. And I'm, like, very turned on by it.
Oh, my God. Jared has a huge scar on his cheek.
Ooh, what's that from?
I forget. He's going to yell at me.
This is
the moment in the podcast where he's going to be like, I have some notes about your last episode. This is what I get every fucking week. I should just make.
Wait.
No, he got it when he was younger. I forget what it was. Like a neighbor, like his friend, like a, he was like a friend, like cut him. Not a knife or anything, but like, I forget what it was. I'm a terrible person.
you better find out where you're.
I better find a new boyfriend is what we got to say. Okay. Episode 11 is going to take me down. Where's your scar from?
Oh my God, I'm dying.
He got hit by a rock. Okay. It was a rock, but someone hit you with it. Yeah. How many? 20 stitches. Wow. Okay. Anyway, we're back. And we're back.
Stitches.
Relationship back on. He came out of the room.
Relationship restored.
I got to ask him. All right. Here's the next eight.
You're so right. I'm asking Nick what exactly the story is of his scar. Okay. Go for your eight.
Okay. Wait. He just walked over real quick and he wanted me to. Jared wants to be a fact checker for this show. Bigwigs needs a fact checker. Yeah.
Bigwig needs a fact checker. And we need a funny segment name, like Jared's Corrections or.
Jared's corrections are it, because he came over and he wanted us to know that The Undoing, the show featuring Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman that we talked about last week, he said, Anna, The Undoing came out in 2020. Who the fuck are you talking about this last year bullshit? And I said, yikes. You know what I had to say to that? I had to say, with a pandemic, time is of the essence. No one knows
what year it is.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
What year it is. Yeah. I do know what moon it is, but I don't know what year it is.
Okay. Back to my list of zaddies. Let's do it. Jason Momoa, Hottie McHottie. We need him.
Literally so sexy.
The Aquaman.
Let's do the second eight as Chris and Court. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Next, we have a controversial take because I wanted to change it. We have The Rock, put by Andrea.
a classic Zaddy.
Mr. Johnson, should we just replace him with my Zaddy?
Travis?
Yeah. Do you want to just like switcheroos?
No offense, Court, but I don't think Travis can stand up to any of these men. I know we said abs aren't a thing. Travis has abs, but I don't know if he has the arms to battle out any of these men.
You need to get your eyes checked because he is like Mr. Zaddy Daddy.
Okay.
3,000.
Well, I would say we could put Corey in if we wanted to pick a Zaddy.
Nobody is looking at Mr. Gamble. Mr. Gamble, Gamble Ramble-ama.
Well, he likes to gamble with me.
Mom, you're not funny. Okay, so.
So it was fine. The Rock. It's The Rock. We'll keep The Rock.
Okay.
I said, maybe someone like the guy in Bridgerton. I didn't know his name, but I knew he's a hot one.
He is really hot. We could for sure add him. But he's so young, right? He's like in his young 30s. But I guess that doesn't matter.
Your father had children in his 30s, so it can happen. The next one we have is Brad Pitt. OG Zaddy. We love Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Braddy Daddy is for sure on there.
The Braddy Zaddy. Okay, and then we have Chris Hemsworth, who you already know about because he brings every... He could be my number one, honestly. I got the hots for him.
You do? You should shoot your shot, Chris.
Chris and Chris. There's something... there's something nice about it. It's got a ring to it.
I do like that. He is sexy. He's just like a little much.
Andy Garcia. He is really in his prime. You know, he was attractive his whole life, but I feel like he's getting roles now as the hot one. And that's incredible to see at his age.
Yeah, I give it to him. He's hot. I love a man in a suit.
Andy Garcia, oldest of the Zaddies, I think, on this list, probably. And then we have Ryan Gosling. he can do no wrong. Stephen Yuen, who's really having his moment these days. He's really attractive. He's really this second half is a really hot half of the
list. Oh yeah, because you're just always so horny.
I am.
You just had to add all the heavy hitters.
When you get to be my age, you'll understand. Stephen Yuen, and then finally we have Ryan Reynolds, and you know why he is so hot. He just sold his phone company to another phone company for billions of dollars, and I love a businessman.
I know you do. Literally, what the hell? Like, what is this company that's like a phone company is selling for billions of dollars?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, who cares? Don't we all have iPhones? But I guess in the world, they need more phone companies.
Yeah, they do. You know what? I was just researching about the Jitterbug phone because I want to get that for you.
The Jitterbug phone? Is it rotary? I had rotary, you know.
Yeah, because you're ancient. No, the Jitterbug, it's like a flip phone and it has like magnified numbers. Look it up. It's like the hot commodity.
I loved my Razor. That was the best phone. The Motorola Razor. They should really bring that back.
I want them to bring back the BlackBerry, and I just want to like
BBM.
What is it called? BBM.
I want a
baby.
BBM. Yeah. BBM, my BBM. Zaddy Zaddy. And scene. There you have it. That is the Zaddy bracket. I love it, actually. I really, my brain is like brewing, you know? I don't know who I'm going to pick.
It's a strong list, but I do feel like we could go on and on and on. So we did, it was hard to limit. So you'll fill out yours, I'll fill out mine. Great. We'll announce it, what, on Sunday night or Monday, our Elite Eight?
Yeah.
No. No, we'll announce ours on Friday, like who we choose. And then we'll, I don't know how we're going to put together everybody's votes, but like, I guess we'll just save screenshots and then add it up.
Yeah.
No, there's definitely a website for this and people could just go in and like fill it out.
Oh, okay.
There's for sure a website. Like, can we sign up?
Bracket, zaddybracket.com.
There's
maybe there's
Ryan
like
Reynolds
forums.
Can make us a website.
I'm sure. Yeah, no, we 100% Jared knows. We're going to ask Jared. He's going to get us the website we need to do it on. And then everybody will go to the forum, fill it out, and then we'll reveal the findings of the Elite Eight on Sunday night.
I love it. I'm excited. I love your dedication to this, too. You know, I really feel like I'm in a basketball game. I feel like I have a new purpose in life. You know, it's exciting.
Well, if it ain't the new moon.
It's exciting. Yay. You. I'm going to turn her. She's going to come on here and be like, you guys, I manifested on the new moon last night. And like, look at me. I'm thriving today.
Truly thriving.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add before we close out the ep? Did you have any big wig bites? A big wig moment?
I didn't have any bites, but I was concerned for you because I heard that Skittles were getting banned in California and I just was wondering what you're going to do.
Well, that's a big wig news story for me. Yeah. if you guys know, I live on Skittles. I guess I'll move. I think that's the answer. Between the rain and then you're going to take away Skittles. I'm sorry. No one can survive this weather without a little fucking gummy, you know, chewy candy. Why are they taking away Skittles? Did they just discover that they're not good for you? Because I believe that was sort of the whole vibe of Skittles from day one.
From day one, we already know what we're ingesting. So why is it getting banned? Right? Come on now. There's a bill that's being considered by California State, which would ban Skittles, hot tamales, and double bubble twist gum. Other food items as well. The sponsor says it contains potentially dangerous and toxic chemicals.
Well, hot tamales always were questionable. You know, like, if someone was eating hot tamales on a plane next to you, wouldn't you be like, okay, serial killer. Like, what a fucking weird
okay.
ass snack. Skittles, though, I think are a little... I don't know. If Skittles are bad for you, then like bring it. You know what I mean? They're so fucking good. It's just like people who are like, you know what? If cigarettes are bad for you, you know, some people just they don't care. I think that's how I am about Skittles.
Oh, I just find it interesting that like certain things are banned and then other things aren't. Like we're ingesting dangerous chemicals in the air. Most of these things, like the chemical, like I literally can't even pronounce it. Propylparaben. Propyl. So, apparently it's found in other things as well, but those things aren't being banned.
There you go.
Like caramel chocolate. So I hope you're going to do okay. You've been eating Skittles for a long time anyways, and it hasn't had any horrible repercussions.
I'm sure I will have them on me next time I see you. Like I always, cause if I'm traveling, you know, I have them on me all the time. They like serve my purpose like for meals when I don't have, if
I'm like ugh, nothing substantial to eat. I guess I'll just grab a handful of Skittles.
That's literally what I do. I leave them in my car too. I always leave car candy, you know, just for an emergency.
Oh yeah. You're like Kylie with her car snacks.
Yeah. It's either Twizzler bites or Skittles.
Ooh. Twizzlers are so good. Here's an unconventional candy. And by the way, everyone, I feel like I want to make everyone hungry for candies because we made people hungry
right
for Haribo. I'm famished. We made people starving for Haribo gummies. Yeah. And I have yet to see a banana in the flesh besides that man that was eating it on the plane. But now I'm starving for Skittles.
I know, right? My mouth is like watering. I'm like, I'm ready for it.
I've
had today's water, so I guess it's about time for a bag of Skittles.
I have a vending machine in my apartment building, and they have interesting snacks, like vanilla wafer with the caramel in the middle, like interest. Like they have the regular Cheez-Its pretzels, but I'm dying for like a pack of Skittles, and they don't have that.
I'll send you some. I'll find you some.
Please do. How is your baby puppy, who the name is escaping me, Bobby Flay, loving his new silk pillow?
Oh, guys, Bobby Flay is a model, first of all.
He is. He looks so chic on that bed.
He looks great. Yeah. Thank you to Knight, Discover Knight. They're awesome. They have silk pillowcases, and now they have a silk dog bed, and they sent Bobby Flay a dog bed. And we did some free promo for it. And he loves it. He has a couple beds now. And I told you, I don't know if I told you this before, but I didn't have beds for him in New York. He has a bed that like is full of his toys. So he never used it to like lounge on. And he now has three beds in LA because, you know, more space, more bed. Oh. And he loves them. And I'm like, oh my God, have I deprived my dog of a bed for 13 years? Like just this little fucking
you
fluffy
have.
Thing. But he loved it. He loves the silk. And, you know, apparently it's good for the skin, good for the fur. It's really nice. It's like Tempur-Pedic. I wish my bed felt like that. I'm not even kidding. I'm like, please. I wrote back like, please make adult sized versions of this.
Or a pillow. That would be really nice as a pillow.
Yeah. I do have the pillowcase. It's not as soft as the dog bed, though, I will say.
Really?
I'd rather sleep on that dog bed.
Damn. It did look super comfy.
It's nice. It's really nice. You'll have to try it out when you when you come to LA. That'll be your bed.
Oh, I love it. I will. Yeah. I will sleep anywhere.
Oh, I love it. This was so fun. This is a fun episode. Thank you for letting me
Shall
manifest.
Shall we call it Liberty Crack? Manifesting and Liberty Cracks.
Liberty. How about Liberty Cracked Zaddy?
Now that is a name.
That is a weird name.
Now that is.
I do want to say we're really trying to beef up our social. So guys, if you are here and you're like, I'm obsessed with these two, guess what? We love you back and we want to blow this podcast up. So we blow it up, blow it out so we can, you know, maybe take it on tour in person. Imagine if, you know, we came in our impressions live in your city. So what we need is to just keep growing it. So go subscribe, write a little like, you know, oh my God, I love that episode. Zaddy bracket forever, whatever. Any kind of comment, you know, any kind of review. It can literally be like, Andrea's sweatshirt is so chic. We love that. And we also have a YouTube. The YouTube is just type in Big Wigs podcast. You'll find us on YouTube and help us with this Zaddy bracket because it's a fun little experiment. And if there's any advice or anything you just feel like, you know, dropping in.
Absolute.
Yeah. If you want any advice, you know, a manifestation, whatever it is, DM us. We're very vocal and we will write you back and we will put it on the podcast. Right. Or DM us or you can email us at bigwigspodcast.com. I mean, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
I wrote
exactly. Bigwigs. Email us. Just like Anna emailed the restaurant for a res.
I mean, that was a classic email. That I'm
iconic.
We laughed really hard. And I can't wait to tell you guys about the restaurant. And hopefully it's a success.
It will be. Thank you for listening. As always, subscribe. Hit 5 stars and comment.
Yeah,
is
rate,
that the buzzword?
Rate, review, and relay and the information. I don't know.
Love that. You're a big wig. We're a big wig. Be a big wig.
Working on it. I love it.
We're working. The tagline is still in the works. Have a great week.
Bye.